Welcome to A Voice for Creators. I'm your host, Daniel Norton. This week, I want to talk a little bit about a new book I'm reading, but very specifically, the first part I read here, which is about being the best in the world. So this book is called The Dip by Seth Godin. I will put a link to it down below. I've reached the point now where I'm just going to start buying his books. I generally get them from the library, and then I read them, and then I end up buying it and putting it in my shelf so I can reference it back. But he hasn't had a dud yet. They're really good books. So this is it right here, The Dip. And it's basically about quitting. So I'll let you know more as we progress through this, but it's interesting, right? It's an interesting idea of when should you quit versus when should you not quit. And it's about not just about business, but about life in general. But this part struck me. This is right from the very beginning. This is page 10. Best in the world? Anyone who's going to hire you, buy from you, recommend you, vote for you, or do you what you want them to do is going to wonder if you are the best choice. Best as in, best for them, right now, based on what they believe and what they know. And in the world as in their world, the world they have access to. So this is very interesting because, and really well put, this is the thing, right? Especially in the arts, what is the best? Who is the best photographer? What is the best way to film this? What's the best lighting to use? What's the best portfolio site? What's the best way to reach out to clients? Of course, now I'm getting a sideways thing. But the idea of what is best really comes down to what is best for you at that moment based on what you have access to. I could say the best camera is a phase one back on some kind of medium format camera and using broad color lighting and this and that. But is that the best if you're walking around the park to take snapshots? Probably not, right? What is the best? Maybe your phone is the best in that case. What we need to think about is situation. And this is true when we're showing our work. What is the best way to get our stuff across to our clients? Best as in you have access to, they have access to, that's the best. You may say, well, Google is the best search engine, but if it's impossible because of your budget or the way things are set up to advertise using Google, then that's not the best way for you to do it. Maybe the best way is to take a little ad out in a local flyer or put signs up at the florist, stuff like that, if you're a wedding photographer, or go to a school and put poster up. Maybe those are the best ways for you. Maybe those are the worst ways for you if you're big and you're trying to scale. Maybe spending money on billboards or magazine inserts or online advertising makes more sense. And what we really have to figure out is when we are taking ourselves and putting ourselves out there, what is it that we're offering? Whether you're charging for it or not, if you decide, you know what, I really believe in a certain cause and I want to use my artistic ability, let's say as a photographer, to help this cause. I really believe that pets should be pets who have been abused or pets, maybe dogs that have been race dogs or whatever, should find homes later in life. It's harder because everybody wants a puppy, right? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take my photography and I'm going to help places that, you know, take these dogs in by giving them free photography. I'm not charging for it, but what makes you different than anybody else who's going to offer the same thing? Because there's probably other people doing it, right? Why would they go to you? And you might say, well, I'm doing it for free, so too bad. But you know what? You want to do it, right? If you didn't want to do it, you wouldn't have been thinking about it. So the idea here is that this is something you want. And this is super important. This comes down to so much of what we talked about. If you want something, and it could be just about anything. I mean, I would like a scoop of ice cream. Maybe after I finish recording. What you need to do is decide, do I really want this? And I think this is what this book is going to end up being about. I will let you know. Do I really want this? How much do I want this? Is it worth my time to become what is effectively the best? And the best means the best choice for the clients that I want. If I'm trying to get my stuff in a fashion magazine, I have to be the best fashion photographer, the one that's easiest to work with, the one that has the most access to clothing, the one that delivers on time, the one that produces images that are in line with the vibe of the magazine, right? I have to be the one that answers my phone when the editor calls. And this is important because when I first started working in the industry, I was a photo assistant. And how did I become the best photo assistant in Miami? And I feel like I was. I was sought after, charged more than other people, and worked all the time. Did I start that way? Absolutely not. How did I make it happen? I was always available. I showed up early. I brought with me you know, a Swiss Army knife, whatever, you know, like I was just ready. I was ready to do things. I charged for it, but I would be willing to work longer hours. I could work last minute. I made myself available because as much as photographers, and once you start working for the same ones there, this is less of an issue, but as much as photographers want, I mean, generally they're nice people, most people, they want the assistants to be treated well or whatever. You're really just there to do a job. And that's what you got to do. You've got to go in there and go, you know what? This is going to be a 15-hour day, so I'm going to have to charge you extra, but I will be there and I will give you 100% that whole day. And I'll go through this and I'll do this every single time. I'll travel with you and make sure that everything's cool, that I'll watch your gear when you're trying to deal with the client. I'm not going to slack off. I was going to say be on my phone, but there was no, well, I mean, there were cell phones, but not like smartphones. I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to be the best possible photo assistant. And because of that, I become incredibly sought after. And at first, and again, the doors were being knocked down. I was busy. I was working every day, started charging more, still working every day, started charging more, still working every day. Eventually, priced myself out of some people. So I worked a little bit less, but I was still making more because of my price. Now I have money and time to work on my own photography. Contrast that to other friends I had who were like, oh, I'm struggling this month and I really want to have a new car or I want to have new clothes or I want to make sure I eat at restaurants. So I'm going to take this part-time job. Oh, photographer called me. I can't answer the phone because I'm working. Or, you know, and then so I'm not quickly, I don't call back quick enough. Oh, I can't stay late tonight because I have another commitment. You've got to be the best to get to the point. And you might be saying, well, I shouldn't have to do that. Then this isn't the thing for you, right? You've got to decide, this is what I want to do. And this is true if you just want to give things away too. If you want to be out there and be an artist and show your work and get people to see it, you got to put yourself out there. You've got to be willing to do it. And being the best just means being at the right place at the right time and doing the best possible job you can that, of course, does what the client needs. So that's what being the best is to me. I would love to know what you would consider being the best. Do you have similar stories? Have you done this type of work? Have you become the best at what you're doing? Let me know. Check the show notes below. You'll find a link to my Discord server where you can send me a private message over there and I'll play it on the show. If it's a vocal message, if it's an email or something, I may read it or refer to it. You can find my email address down there as well. Also in the show notes, I'll have links to this book and other books that I'm reading throughout time. I'm always kind of building up the library list here of cool books. I'd love to know what kind of books you guys are reading. And there's a link down there to my Patreon. If you want to support the podcast, I appreciate it. I'll talk to you soon.